WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello and Happy New Year to everyone. On this lovely day, I'm so excited to be here with Trevor Neal from the Newport Music Festival, who's back once again this week to bring you exciting classical music for your children's enjoyment.
Thank you, Jamie. I hope your new year is in full swing to an awesome start. And as always, I'm so thrilled to join you and the rest of our listeners at home as we explore the world of classical music.
I'm sure everyone is just as excited to get started as we are today, but first, let's thank our sponsors.
Of course. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
Now that we have thanked our very generous sponsors, Trevor, what exciting musical journey do you have for us today?
Jamie, today we explore a musical telling of the popular fairy tale, Jack and the Beanstalk.
Isn't that the story about the young boy who plants rice or chicken eggs and a large bush grows, right?
Well, that's close, but not quite how the story goes. First, it's not rice or chicken eggs, but rather a magical bean.
Oh, I knew that.
It's okay, Jamie. Don't feel so bad about not knowing. It's been quite a while, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, today's selection by composer John Davies is an operatic version of the story of Jack and the Beanstalk, based on scenes from the operettas of Sir Arthur Sullivan. Living in poverty with his mother, Jack sells the family cow to a mysterious dustman for a handful of beans. When he returns home and shows his mom the scrawny seeds, she throws them out the window in despair. The beans, of course, take root, and in the moonlight, a magical stalk grows to the sky. Discovering the beanstalk and climbing it, as any boy hero would, Jack finds himself in the castle of a very large oaf and his kindly, haggard wife. Learning that this giant has taken his father's golden hen, Jack, with the help of the giant's wife, stealthily takes it back. The giant, in pursuit of Jack, receives bump on his head, and after falling from the beanstalk, causing him to forget he's supposed to be bad. Realizing all the trouble he's caused, the giant resolves to behave well, agreeing that consideration for others requires people large and small to treat other people as they would want to be treated. This is John Davies' Jack and the Beanstalk.
He was hungry and cold, but when he came down, he was carrying gold. When he went up, he had not one thing, but when he came down, he was rich as a king.
Jackknife in my pocket, I'll not fear if I get lost, and I always wear my If you want to learn to swim but you don't dare, then it's time to send your words feeling troubled, that's the thing to do. I'll buy your troubles for a penny or two.
Well, it's about time that you come along, Jack. Just put all your troubles right here in my cell. Come along, boy, I've got plenty to do. I've spent the whole morning just waiting for you. Your neighbors have problems that won't wait till noon. I'll dump them all on the dark side of the moon. Come along, boy, the time is now. By the way, how much do you want for that old cow?
You want to buy my cow?
Well, I buy snakes and bats and Brady cats, that much is true, but I will say I've never bought a cow. I will, but what a great pity. She's not very pretty, she's very old. She's not worth any money, and that's true, sonny. She's not worth beans by any means. What beans I have and beans I'll pay, I'll take good care of your old cow. Until you buy her back someday, fiddle dee, fiddle dee, fiddle dee, hey. Until you buy her back, fiddle dee. Oh, trust me, those beans are worth much more than money.
I'd let her go.
Oh, you, but what a great pity. She's not very pretty. Go plant your beans by the moons. First when they will grow in the
night. I'd let her go.
But do not worry, for your old pal will be quite all right. She's not worth beans by any means.
But beans I have, and beans.
Found out that her son hadn't brought any food. With no fuel for the fire and no bread to bake, Jack soon understood he had made a mistake. But his mother didn't yell. No, she didn't cause any scenes, although she was a little upset about those beans. No use crying over spilled milk now, or, speaking of milk, an old sick cow.
Now, Jack, am I to understand that as you were walking to the village, you met a stranger, and that he offered to buy from you our old cow, but that he paid you 5 miserable, worthless, dried up old beans instead of money?
Yes, Mother, that's exactly what happened.
Oh, Jack, my dear son, don't you know what you've done? That old man stole our cow, you've been cheated.
You think I've been cheated?
By 6 or by 7.
Utterly mad.
You said it.
Yes, I behave like a regular cad. Oh, why is my mouth fit to drool?
Bad manners.
And why do I like being cruel?
Beats me.
I believe only fools go to school.
Why does that not surprise me?
And I love to break each and every rule. Oh, why am I covered in grime?
You don't wash.
Is it just because I blame the slime?
Would be.
And why is my life full of crime?
Improper toilet training.
I admit I would steal your last dime. Oh, why do I like to see blood?
Don't know.
And why is my nose full of crud?
You never blow.
There's nothing I enjoy more than a flood.
Well, we all do.
And why do I think you're a dud? The reason I hate a good deed.
Do tell.
If I were a plant, I'd be a weed.
I believe it.
The reason I'm driven with greed.
Well.
I am a bad guy, that's guaranteed. The reason you think I annoy.
You do.
The reason I would break your best toy.
Shame on you.
The reason I've guts to destroy. I'm a very bad, very bad boy. Oh!
Thank you.
I'll concentrate and promise not to peek my hair. At least I won't until I get to three.
Sing, holy, holy, holy,
one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Holy, holy, holy.
Say amen!
teach him so he won't forget. I know that he'll be back for more. I'll let out my great big giant roar and throw that scoundrel on the floor. I'll catch him in my clever trap and tie him with my giant strap.
Excuse me?
Oh, certainly. Huh. He thinks I'm stupid, but he's wrong. I'll catch that boy before I'm too... Oh, rats!
Misunderstood. I really don't.
brothers and I were in each other's shoe.
Huh?
It's the great golden rule.
Oh, the great golden rule. And to help you remember the whole day through, here's a pin that'll remind you.
Other people the same way that you would want other people to treat you.
I'm a jolly good fellow that nobody can deny. I'm the greatest friend that the world has.
Oh, wow, what an enjoyable way to hear that story. I can definitely remember the magical bean going forward.
That's great, Jamie, that's great. I do want to make note that the composer, John Davies, writes many operas based on classic fairy tale, which I'll bring back later in our season.
Oh, man, I can hardly wait. It's always a joy having you, Trevor.
And it's always a joy being here, Jamie. And thank you again to our sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and other generous supporters just like you for your continued support to help bring programs like this into the home of our listeners week after week. Thank you.
See you next time, everybody.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.